Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
Red Cross volunteer Vani Burunji is going house to house in the neighbourhoods of Bunia in the eastern part of Democratic Republic of Congo, warning residents about the outbreak of the Bundibugyo strain of Ebola and trying to bust misinformation.
We've come to tell the people the disease is here. Unfortunately, we're facing resistance, and some people want to stone us, but we're not going to give up. We're continuing to tell them that the disease is here. Some accept it, and others don't. We fear that because the resistance is strong, people will continue to die, but we're not giving up.
Mistrust is making the response to the disease difficult, with two treatment centres burnt down by local residents, including one in Mongbulu. Medical director of the Mongbulu General Hospital, Richard Lukudu, says 18 patients who were in isolation escaped.
The police and the military have been made aware. The General Reference Hospital of Mongbulu is not fenced, so the staff are exposed, but the patients too. As a consequence, to put it briefly, the burning of this tent caused panic among the senior staff, the medical teams at the General Reference Hospital of Mongbulu, and it also caused the escape of several suspected cases. So, 18 patients who were being monitored in isolation have vanished into the community, so it is still a great risk. We will have to put in place the means to find them.
Back in Bunia, at the Kigoza Displaced Persons Camp, Supervisor Richard Umbagaro is urging people to wash their hands with soap or ash as fears grow over the spread of the disease.
I'm raising awareness about Ebola. It's a very dangerous disease. It kills people quickly. You must regularly wash with soap and ash. You must also purify your water and wash your hands with ash. That's what can protect us.
He says there are 5,000 people in the camp, and he's concerned by the amount not wearing face masks or taking other protective measures. In some cases, there are issues getting the necessary supplies. Many residents, including this man who gave his name as Kuba Maliki, rely on ash to clean their hands because they can't afford or access soap.
We don't even have anything to wash our hands with or soap to protect us from disease. We are appealing to the authorities for help. We are in the midst of an epidemic, but we don't even have soap. If we don't get help, we're all going to die here.
The World Food Programme is also warning a hunger crisis is making it hard for people to isolate as they should. Here's the programme's Aturi Bureau Chief, Olivier Nkukudulu.
There are health measures that suggest that people be contained in areas, but if these people are not receiving food assistance, they are not going to stay in the areas of containment. They are going to leave these areas and they are going to look for food. They will have to go in the markets, and by passing through the markets, they can infect other people.
He says cuts to foreign aid are making the situation worse.
In the absence of resources, we will have to prioritise. We won't be able to reach everyone. We already have people who are food insecure, and sometimes difficult choices will have to be made between those who are food insecure and those who need assistance with Ebola.
He says hundreds of millions of dollars is needed to bridge the gap.
La plupart des agences.
Most of the agencies that are on the front lines have had budget cuts. So the first thing to do is ensure that long-term financing is sustainable and is insured for all agencies. From the perspective of WFP, there is a shortfall of $218 million US in resources for this year.
de 218 millions de dollars.
Tons of aid has been flown into Bunia and other hard-hit towns in Congo, but aid groups say they still need more supplies, including face shields and suits to protect health workers from infection, as well as testing kits and body bags and other materials needed to safely bury the bodies of victims, which can otherwise be highly contagious. Karen Thomas, SBS News.
Some internet wobbles when things get tough. Ours? Rock solid. Built for speed and reliability, and backed by real local experts right here in Australia.
Yep, the kind who actually fix things for you, not just read from a script.
NBN plans begin at just $49.95 per month. T's and C's apply.
Visit leaptel.com.au and leap to better internet today.